This completes our brief examination of the hydrophobic pocket at the H3-H3 junction at the heart of the histone octamer. Now let's turn our attention slightly to both the right and the left and look at the H3-H4, i.e. dimer, interactions. I should point out at the outset of this that the conclusions we shall reach for the H3-H4 dimer will be fully applicable for all four dimer interactions in the octamer core, wherefore we shall dispense with the chore of looking at them all, but rather limit our inquiry to one example thereof. H3 and H4 interact at three locations, helix 2, beta bridge 2, and beta bridge 1. Let's start with helix 2. I'll bring back for the moment our X-shaped helix 2 marker to focus our attention and to remind us of the anti-parallel nature of the helix 2-helix 2 relationship.